You.
And so,
or ovarian cancer, and PS, you're going, what is ovarian cancer, right? At the time, and now, oh wow.
And so, but I would say the biggest one was bloating. I didn't really have too much tinkle, quote unquote. But bloating, weight gain,
you had
abdominal discomfort.
You had those, yeah, for
sure. I was actually seen in like urgent care a couple of times for abdominal discomfort, and they looked
everything over.
Everything they said looked good. I was probably stressed or something like that.
Okay.
And thinking back or looking at it, thank God they found it at stage two.
Yeah.
Like that, I can see that's how it gets to stage three and four before women are like, okay, something's going on.
Because they're not identifying it in time. Right.
Because I would have done the same thing had it not been for the pain that.
Yeah, you would have talked yourself out of the symptoms.
Right. Yeah.
You would have thought, oh, I had an extra Coke today.
Yeah,
right.
I drank a bunch of water.
That's this is normal.
I go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
It's I'm like, getting older. Like,
Oh, I'm just not hungry. Maybe I'm not feeling good.
Or
you talk yourself out of these symptoms. Mm-hmm.
There were several months.
Because you're thinking, I couldn't have ovarian cancer. I don't have cancer. Yeah, that's what people think.
Of course.
Right.
There were several months that I, when the girl I was working with at the time, and I told her, I said, I think I'm pregnant. Every single month.
Oh, because you were having these bloatings.
I think I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you couldn't lose weight.
And
yeah,
I was bloating. I was tired. That was another big one. My fatigue was terrible.
Really interesting. Okay.
And like I had to peel myself out of bed in the morning, which wasn't like me normally.
Yeah.
Once I get up, I'm moving and I'm good.
Just evidence something was not right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so you did the chemo. You did. You said three rounds, and that was when.
My last one was July 9th.
Okay.
And the twist to the story is...
Oh, what's the twist?
During... So, obviously, after I was diagnosed wanting to have children, they sent me to fertility specialists. Mm-hmm. We were told that it would be probably very difficult to conceive because of... I still had my left ovary, which shouldn't be a problem, but the effects of the chemo...
Right.
On my fertility is what they were concerned about.
Yeah.
So I saw fertility specialists and they said it could be difficult. Well, lo and behold, we are expecting a baby girl.
I got goosebumps!
In May.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so happy for you.
The way they are looking at it. It looks like I conceived about a month and a half out of chemo.
Crazy, right?
Wow. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
I know.
What did you think, Ashley, when you heard that?
She texted me fairly soon after she found out. Maybe she was like, what, 4 or 5 weeks? And I was like, through the roof excited for her. Because we met shortly after she was diagnosed.
Yeah, because Ashley Wagner's here. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance. So a lot of these women you meet because they get diagnosed, right?
Absolutely. So Ashley had reached out before she even started chemotherapy, right after she had been diagnosed, and we met at our office and became fast friends. And then, so I knew kind of what she had gone through the whole time. So when she had told me that she, you know, was pregnant, we were so excited for her, especially because, you know, unfortunately that these outcomes aren't always so positive. Mm-hmm. And Ashley,
you were ready to accept that you might not be able to have children, right? Because you had had chemo and
looking to other options.
You were dealing, or yes, I should say that. That's a better way of saying it. That was a horrible. You can't have children. Of course, you can have children.
Right.
Yes, other options. Yes, absolutely. You didn't think you were going to get pregnant.
Correct.
Yes.
Fortunately, you know, she was diagnosed early and listened to her body and went to the doctor and knew something was off. And her doctor took initiative as well and knew something was wrong.
Yeah,
so that's
good.
Important, too. So if you're diagnosed early, there's definitely, you know, positive outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think more and more women are getting diagnosed or we don't know?
Well, I think signs and symptoms are becoming more known.
Okay.
I think... ovarian cancer is linked to breast cancer, so there's some genetic mutations you could carry that would increase your risk of having ovarian or breast based off of if you were diagnosed with one or the other. So I think because breast cancer is so well known, because we can kind of ride their coattails a little bit.
Because people don't know.
And
yeah.
because they're promoting that there are these mutations that you should look out for for ovarian cancer if you have breast cancer. A lot, you know, it's becoming more public knowledge.
Well, and it's all women's health care at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know, whether it is a mammogram or for breast cancer, or you're getting a screening for cervical cancer, and ovarian cancer should be part of that if we're going to do all these things.
Mason Crosby lost his sister-in-law to the disease, so the Packers are promoting that. So then obviously everyone in Wisconsin is paying attention because it's the Packers. So that kind of awareness, it's unfortunate for, of course, his family, but, you know, by telling their story, they might save lives.
Yeah, exactly, which is what you guys are doing today, Ashley
Absolutely.
And Ashley. I love it. I love it.
We're trying.
So I'm excited because I get to host A Toast to Teal, which is in March, March 14th, the big gala.
Yes, we're very excited.
So tell us again about that.
Yep, March 14th at the Wisconsin Club starts at 5:30. We'll have lots of fun stuff, an ice luge. You can have your teal teenies out of. A character artist, lots of great silent and loud auction items, a trip to Disneyland will be up with some Southwest tickets.
Wow.
Lots of raffles, wine pulls, gift certificates, all of the above. So it'll be a great time.
And they can get tickets on your website, right?
WisconsinOvarianCancer.org, $75 per person.
And now I have to find a teal dress that will fit my baby bump.
Oh, well, that's a good problem to have. Yes, girl. I love it. Okay, maybe I have some clothes from my weight loss. I might have, my dress from last year. It had teal in it.
There you go.
That's so funny. Probably be too big for you, though. But nonetheless, well, that's exciting. So, so I'm talking to Ashley Wagner, who's the executive director of the Wisconsin Ovarian... Oh my gosh, why do I do this every time? We're talking to Ashley Wagner from the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance, and I'm excited to be at A Toast to Teal on March 14th.
Yes, you're going to MC. We're excited.
Yes, and I hope that women, you know, are listening and got to hear Ashley's story about getting diagnosed. I'm so happy you're pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great surprise. What a great surprise. That is fantastic after
it
going through all that.
It took a while to sink in, but now that...
You're here.
Yeah, now we're here and it's real. We're excited.
That's exciting. But maybe there's women listening. Like I said at the beginning of this interview, you know, my hairstylist had two clients get diagnosed in the past 6 months, and she said I really didn't know anything about it. So I hope some of these women are listening, and because I said there are resources, there are places.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys offer all kinds of things, right?
Yep. We have support groups. We've got mentorship programs. We offer financial assistance. Mm-hmm. We've always got tons of events that ladies can participate in.
Yes.
So lots of things, ways to get involved.
Yes, because I've done the walk at Greenfield Park in September. Yep. I'll be doing it again. But right now we're doing A Toast to Teal, which is in March. But first. So, okay, great. So send them to your website one more time.
Yep, WisconsinOvarianCancer.org.
Oh my gosh, I could talk to you ladies all day, I tell you.
We've already been at it for an hour.
Right? I know. We got to stop talking now. All right, well, I can't wait to meet your baby, Ashley.
Thank you.
The other Ashley, too. Ashley 1 and Ashley 2. And thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
And you guys are on Facebook as well
and
Instagram.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. These go too quick. I hate it.
I know.
But, you know, I've got a lot of teal stuff now because that is the color.
Yes. That's
right.
And I've had people ask me, by the way, because I have a bag, you know, with the teal ribbon, and I get asked, what is that? People have asked me. Same thing with
wonderful.
My sweatshirt. They want to know what the ribbon, because they see the ribbon. They go, okay, it's cancer, right? And then they go, what kind of cancer? And I go, ovarian cancer. Thank you for asking. What more do you want to know? Because I know some, but not everything.
Do you know about the beat?
Business cards.
Seriously. The beat. Do you know? That's me. Do you know about the beat?
Exactly.
The symptoms. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having us.
And thanks for being here. I'll see you guys on March 14th at A Toast to Teal.